6 minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, and it's Friday, April 22nd, 2022. That's 4-22-22. How many times can you repeat that in your head before it sinks in? Are we awake yet? This seems to me like a three-cup of coffee day. And by the way, speaking of coffee, yes, it does affect your metabolism in many ways, other than the obvious. Many people have to drink coffee in the morning because they get to send a message to Washington, D.C. via a daily constitutional. Yeah, I knew you'd appreciate that little bit of knowledge. Maybe it was more, what's the old acronym they use, TMI, too much information for this morning? Dave Krieger with you, and so nice to let you know that we've got North American Urban Spice Products, your Nuke Protect. You're going to want to get some of that after I get done with these news stories this morning. Pick a city that could get nuked in America near you. Yeah, that story's coming up. North American Urban Spice and Transderma Minerals, that's the magnesium oil and precious prills, are on sale 10% off this week. And we're doing closeouts on Sammy Plus, Tranquil, and Iron and Molybdenum Renatured 60 Count. It's 50% off all those that I just mentioned. And because today is Friday, that's the old Joe Templeton, and it's Friday, you know, ABC, remember that? The Power Hour radio show, just because it is Cash Friday, you can save 10% on your purchase at the Power Mall by using the code Cash Friday at checkout when you select cash, check, or money order for payment. It's that easy. And you can find out more about Cash Friday. We have a link on our email blast that talks about how to fight big banks to digitize the global economy, which is what they're trying to do. And our servers at the Power Mall are being updated, causing some slight interruptions with the site. We also want to let you know Monday we will not be on. We'll be having repeats. I seriously am going to try to get the Brian Artisan DV Kid for those repeats. You really need to hear those. Those are great shows that we had this week. And really need to be paying attention to what's going on in those worlds. If you're interested in hearing the Power Hour radio broadcast at your local radio station, you're not hearing it, and you'd like to, just simply call the front office of the radio station and say, hey, would you please carry the Power Hour? Let them know how to get a hold of us, support@thepowerhour.com, especially if you'd like to advertise if you're a small business. We want to help you grow your business like we are so many others here on the Power Hour. And for those of you wanting to give any kind of feedback to let us know how you're currently listening to the Power Hour, whether by radio station archives, phone, or shortwave, give us a call or email us, support@thepowerhour.com, or pick up the phone and text or call 877-817-9829. If you're going to leave us a message, hit number 2 and leave us a message. And, of course, we are streaming live on WWCR 13.845 from 11 to 1 Central Time on shortwave. And if you happen to see when you go to thepowerhour.com and the buymeacoffee.com banner pops up, consider buying us a cup of coffee. That's helping keep us on the air. And there's three other team levels that you can support to become a supporter of Power Hour Nation. We appreciate that. At the top of next hour, Alan Davey, who is a senior pastor and author in Canada for the Baptist Church up there. We're going to have him on. Weston Park Baptist Church. This is an inner city church in Toronto, Canada. So we're going to have him on talking about path toward awareness, joy, and spiritual authenticity. Make sure you know your walk is the right walk, right? Now, we talked a little bit about this situation with coming soon to a nuke near you. You won't be checking newspaper for showtimes. That's not the theater I'm talking about. I'm talking about political theater, and I'm talking about war theater. There's all different kinds of theaters. There's a theater you go to watch movies. There's a theater that is engaged in war, a specific type of theater, which means a location that the war is being fought at. And then there's political theater, which is the exchange of propaganda all over the place to further confuse, upset, and as part of psyops and retaliation by governments. Happens all the time. That's what false flag attacks are. Psyops. But they're also a narrative type of a theater where they try to paint a picture of something that is to come. Russia, in the meantime, has sanctioned retaliatory travel bans on U.S. VP Kamala Harris, Facebook chief Mark Zuckerberg, and the premier of Ontario, Doug Ford, and Toronto's mayor, John Tory. It's a wide-ranging list of 29 Americans and 61 Canadians released yesterday, including several other members of the U.S. administration of Biden and Canadian President Trudeau, the little socialist up there north of the border, as well as several prominent media figures. You cannot go to Russia. That's it. Do they really want Kamala Harris in Russia? All she's going to do there is sit and laugh at Putin, and that's just going to irritate him even more. He probably will launch a nuke on D.C. just out of spite because he doesn't like her laugh and he wants to get rid of it. Great way to do it. It's just like that laugh box. My birth mother, because I was adopted, my birth mom had this laugh that was literally contagious. She could walk into a bar and have a drink. Somebody would tell her a funny. She would start laughing, and it's literally, by the time she would get up and leave, she would be laughing the entire time. The whole bar would be laughing, and nobody would know why they were laughing, other than the fact they were laughing. Laughter is the best medicine, especially when you're out clubbing. But the thing is that, you know, when you're doing such a thing and you listen to Kamala Harris, that will drive you nuts. Her laugh will drive you absolutely crazy. That laugh does not belong on a laugh box. No, she belongs in a 3 days with a sweat box with an insurance salesman. That might calm her down a little bit. But we're getting to the article about the nuke coming to a city near you. We're getting news out that the U.S. was behind the sinking of the Moskva. This is that Russian battleship out in the Black Sea. It was a flagship, a surveillance P-8 Poseidon aircraft. Apparently, from what reports are now saying, it was tracking the Moskva in the hours before the ship was attacked. They are figuring and speculating now, at least this is Putin, that the two Neptune missiles that hit this warship, they were given the coordinates by the U.S., which means the U.S. is actively engaged in Ukraine. They're there. Which means the entire Congress and the Biden administration are lying to you, the American people. In fact, USA targeting of Moskva ship, according to statements by the International Business Journal, is Russia's Pearl Harbor. Retaliation is Putin's next move. The USA just handed him all the domestic support he needs. For everybody in Russia screaming, it's time to launch a little strategic nuke on the West. I've been talking to people all morning about that story, and I've been getting different responses from people like, hey, just, you know, D.C. and New York, take them out, and maybe Seattle. I'm like, you know, you're giving Vladimir, comrade, suggestions? This is why you can't find nuke protector. I mean, we have it at the Power Mall. I would suggest that everybody stock up their medicine cabinet on something thereabouts. If you can't, if we run out of nuke protect, I mean, you've got to try to find potassium iodide in some form. But we have nuke protect at the Power Mall. So if that's not on your shopping list, it should be, because this is creating, and with all of this coming out, the U.S. government knew all about it and even provoked it. This is what happened with 1941 Pearl Harbor. And Roosevelt knew. And what it basically did was created emotional support for the U.S. to enter the Pacific theater of war. Remember we talked about theater? There you have it. I mean, here again, Winston Churchill, he wanted U.S. to get involved in World War II, and Roosevelt said no. So they had to have something to draw the American people in to the war, and Pearl Harbor was it. So now that we have our little Pearl Harbor here with a Moskva ship and the U.S. directly involved, I mean, it's pretty much proof to Putin that, hey, I think we need to send the U.S. a little message. I would not want to be on any coast of the United States right now. The U.S. maritime surveillance plane was over the Black Sea minutes before the Russian flagship Moskva was hit by Ukrainian missiles. An AP-8 Poseidon surveillance aircraft was patrolling the coast before the attack. This high-tech jet can spot ships on radar at ranges of more than 100 miles. The U.S. Navy used its new marine surveillance aircraft to provide accurate targeting data to Ukrainian forces to sink that Russian Black Sea flagship on April 13th. So now that Putin knows, he can claim to his people, look, the USA initiated an attack on the Russian Navy, sinking one of their ships, killing hundreds of their people. And of course, Russian media, it's all over it. So now, what do you think is going to happen? The people of Russia are now demanding payback from the aggressors, the infidels, whom they see as the United States. Vladimir, hey, you know, if you could please tell your people, it's not our listeners that sent that plane up there overhead. We are not the ones. We, the people, are not the ones that sank your bloody ship. You can thank Biden. If you want to land a nuke somewhere, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware might be a good place. You know, besides D.C. and New York, you know, we got to get rid of the U.N. We don't need the U.N. in this country anymore. I mean, you look at the here's a little something, a little piece of history. We had D.V. Kidd on the show yesterday, and she posted another post on News with Views talking about the Dick Act. And they're not talking about Biden because we know what he is. But the Dick Act literally federalized our state militias. Why were state militias created? To defend us, to defend we the people in our individual states. That's why the militia was created. And, of course, what happened? Well, they came in and they passed the Dick Act. You know, when you look at it up in the dictionary, it says see Biden. The Dick Act was passed to federalize the American militias. And so that way, anybody that says we need to form a militia in our state, well, you better have permission of the governor and the legislature to do it, because if you go out and try and do it yourself, I guarantee the FBI will infiltrate you and have everybody arrested and put in prison. It's just the way it always works. They did it with Michigan militia. They did it, you know, militia Montana. They did it with all of these different people. You declare yourself to be a militia and you're out to do the will of we the people and uphold and protect and defend the Constitution of the United States. FBI doesn't care. That's what the Dick Act allows them to do. And if you think Congress is going to repeal it, you got another guess coming. You know, they want control. See, I think we the people have forgotten that the states are the ones that put the federal government where it is now, not the other way around. I think we have forgotten about that. But here you give Vladimir, comrade, an idea about tit for tat. Don't be surprised if one of our naval ships gets taken out. Like I said, another retaliatory strike. And he's going to be laughing all the way to the bank, because he's got the support of the Russian people. That's the idea about propaganda. Yeah, we lost a ship with a bunch of Russian soldiers on it. I get it. But you see, the thing is we were told that there were no boots on the ground in Ukraine. Well, I guess that the word boots on the ground did not mean what's up in the air. That's not boots on the ground. But see, if we've got surveillance aircraft operating off the coast of the Black Sea, there's a problem, because now it gives Putin pause for the cause. So again, this is why everybody, especially in Europe, is running around buying all sorts of KI derivatives for their medicine cabinets, just in case the inevitable happens. The UK and India have agreed to step up defense and business cooperation with British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, indicating a bilateral free trade deal that could be wrapped up by October this year. On his first visit to the Indian capital since taking office, Johnson held talks with his Indian counterpart, Narendra Modi, on ways to boost security ties between London and New Delhi, which buys more than half of its military hardware from Russia. Amazing how that works. It's called getting into the back pocket. Phone lines are open, by the way, 844-769-2944. If you have a city that you want Vladimir to target, please call us and let us know. I'm sure that if they're listening, you know, we want to let you know that American people are very disgruntled that we're being lied to about U.S. involvement in Ukraine. It's bad enough that we're sending billions of tax dollars over there to a country that's committing genocide and has a porn star for a president. You know, it's bad enough that we're supporting this nonsense. And now we're finding out there's all sorts of bioweapons labs there. How do we know they're not manufacturing snake venom in those labs? We don't. Craziness of it all, isn't it? And, of course, Florida, the Senate in Florida has now approved getting rid of the Reedy Creek project. This is going to send the bill to the governor's desk. The House of Representatives passed it. 70 votes in favor, 38 against, 11 missing votes. And DeSantis plans to sign the bill today. And what that's going to do, it's going to strip Disney World in Orange and Osceola counties of its special tax status. That's what's going to happen. And, of course, Biden didn't like it because that just totally goes against his woke agenda. He says, criticizing Republicans for trying to punish Disney after the company attacked Florida's parental rights bill signed by the governor. And, of course, the word gay came up. Yeah, it's just crazy. You know what I always like? I always like it when our neighbors to the north chime in. It's always fun to have George Freund from the great country, what we thought was sovereign, Canada up there. How's it going, eh?
Oh, wonderful, man. I'm in my bug-out location, looking at a beautiful forest, listening to the birds tweet.
You're in your bugged-out location?
Oh, well, the good Lord told me to relocate in December, and he just said, son, it's time to build your ark, and I sent an emissary to sell your house. Call him. So I did, and I sold, and I bought. It's a bit of a commute to go to work and stuff like that, but I was living near one of those things you were talking about, targets. Mm-hmm. You live near an airport or a military base or something like that, you could be getting what they used to call in the Cold War days a taste of the big nuke, or even if something misses, and it's a conventional weapon, it can still take out a city block or so. And you got to remember, in war, there is no insurance. You're the underwriter.
That's right. And guess what,
so
George? I know you know this. George, do you know that your insurance policy will not cover acts of war on your home for hazard insurance? It does not cover that. Doesn't cover civil disobedience, acts of war, or any of that. That's excluded from your insurance policy.
Exactly. And most people don't even understand, or they just take it for granted that somehow you have some kind of coverage. You do not. So there's no strategic targets anywhere around me. So if something falls, it would just be like a true act of God. But I think he sent me here for a reason. So it's really nice. Like, you know, it's sunny, and you can hear these really unique birds I've never seen before tweet in the trees, and just enjoy God's creation and realize man is in terrible, terrible shape. And, you know, but there is hope. I ran into a lady yesterday, and she just floored me. She was a Ryerson University student, a native Indian. And she saw a new camera on the street, and she was kind of, you know, cussing it out. And I just talked about the Orwellian thing, and she goes, are you woke? Well, her definition of woke is very, very different. It probably goes back to, like, the time when we used to say Waco up, as opposed to the woke that they have today. And
that's
I said,
right.
Oh, yes, I'm that kind of woke. I understand what's going on and why. We had a big, long conversation in the street, and it just floored me to meet a younger person who's so well aware of things. But she added a piece to the broth that just is, you know, she's a great thinker. I hope I run into her again. When they were tearing down the statues, and at Ryerson University, they want to take down the statue of Ryerson, the founder of that university as well, because, you know, he sent kids to residential schools, even though that's all there was back in those days, because where we were talking was probably the forest 150 years ago. But, she said, when you tear down that statue, you kill me and you kill my culture. She was an Ojibwe Indian. Because no one will ever know. And when I disappear, there will be no history. There'll be no monuments. There'll be no nothing. We'll become, like Orwell said, you know, the non-persons will never have existed. So it's imperative that the history remains standing. Because to take down the statues is a step in the direction of obliterating the history completely. And I thought, wow, you are brilliant. You know, I was just floored to see a young person talk about that. And going back into the history books, too, because I got my library unpacked to a great extent, great, great book for people is called Scorpion Down, the USS Scorpion, sunk by the Soviets. Buried by the Pentagon, the untold story of the USS Scorpion and the USS Thresher as well. But don't be surprised that history repeats itself again. It can happen. It can easily happen because our leaders are not just traitors. They're demon spirits beyond belief trying to take our bodies from us, trying to take our lands from us. And this great reset is all about the complete enslavement of the human species, and that's all of us. And they're quite content to murder us with these jabs. And if that isn't going fast enough, pushing the old button is probably something they're on the agenda too, because to a great extent, these things are not human. I listened to a great video by Dr. Lee Merritt, and she had a chiropractor doctor on her show, Kevin Kruse, and he wrote a new book about, you know, the COVID demons. And he got into some very, very interesting stuff in the book of Genesis 3 and 6 about the evil other life forms that are on the earth and the battles that went between us and how these really haven't fallen by the wayside to any great degree. And as strange as it is, I learned something about decapitation, because these bodies were like regenerative, almost like you were dealing with a robot or an AI or something weird that we don't understand, a whole different line of species. And the only way to be absolutely certain it's not going to come back at you like the Terminator was to decapitate it. And I thought, wow, I never really thought of that before. And then while cruising around for something to put on my website, I found an old episode, well, it's not that old, but Ancient Aliens Season 14 Episode 8, The Reptilian Age. And there was the big story out about how there's snake venom in the shot. And when you look at the reptilians and the history of them through history, where they've been, what they've done, this episode was just absolutely chilling to kind of tell us who the enemy is, because we struggle not against flesh and blood, not our flesh and blood, but by this, whatever it is. And it's just used all our politicians as their droid slaves, manipulators, to take us down the garden path. And slowly, people are waking up. But it's just shocking to watch the people, you know, in a mad dash scramble to get their fourth jab. So one retired professor I chum with, he's had three. And he wanted to visit his friends, and they won't let him come because he hasn't had his fourth.
Oh, my. Well, George, we appreciate your call. 28 minutes after the hour, we're going to take a short break during the Power Hour. Tom in Michigan, stay on the phone. We're going to get to you after the break. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Stay with us.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
It's Joy Schmiley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
31 minutes after the hour, 11 a.m. Central Time, and it's Friday, April 22nd, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Obviously, things I've said this morning on our broadcast have really piqued some interest here. The phone lines are stacking up. 844-769-2944. I don't know if you knew this or not, but we've had some real... I remember yesterday I was talking on the show about Kevin McCarthy being a rhino. Well, guess what? Reporters from the New York Times, Alexander Burns and Jonathan Martin, offered up a recording on Tuesday's broadcast of the Rachel Maddow show, allegedly of House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy telling Rep. Liz Cheney he would recommend to then-President Donald Trump he should resign. So now you know. Here's what Cheney says. I guess there's a question. When we're talking about the 25th Amendment resolution, and you asked if you know what happens if it gets there after he's gone, is there any chance, are you hearing, that he might resign? Is there any reason to think that might happen? McCarthy says, I've a few discussions. My gut tells me no. I'm seriously thinking of having that conversation with him tonight. He's talking about the president. I haven't talked to him in a couple of days, but from what I know of him, I mean, you guys know him too. You'd think he'd ever back away. But what I think I'm going to do is I'm going to call him. That's what I think. We know it'll pass the House. So you see, here is McCarthy, who claims to be in favor of the Republican Party, trying to slit his own president's throat. I say vote that idiot out. He is an ass puppet for the Democrats, and he and Liz Cheney are in bed together, if you get my drift. And then Piers Morgan turns around after he interviews the president and edits his show to make it look like on Good Morning Britain that Trump walked out of the interview. However, Trump's people taped the entire interview, and it all looked wonderful, even with Piers Morgan saying that was a great interview. And they were laughing and cutting up. But that's not the way that Good Morning Britain was aired. It looked like Piers Morgan said something and Trump couldn't handle it and turned around and walked out. And, of course, this interview is on a new show, Uncensored, which will stream on Fox Nation. The video, which featured short edited clips of the interview, include one dramatic sounding music and ended with a soundbite of Trump telling Morgan he's very dishonest, although it's not clear what exactly occurred. But the Trump administration claims they taped the entire interview. So, you know, I have a real problem because guess where Piers Morgan was? They had him in as a guest on The Five. I really think Fox is starting to get a little twisted, folks. I don't know about you. Tom in Michigan, thanks for holding. What's going on in your world? You have a favorite city?
Yeah, you were talking. KI and the radiation. And I remember back after 9/11, we were all talking about, hey, what we thought we were under attack. We didn't know if we were going to get nuked or what. And I did some research on radiation. And, you know, I guess you got to have the right questions to get the right answers. But on the radiation, the gamma radiation is the real nasty stuff. And it doesn't last that long. I'm going to say a person might be able to start going outside after maybe a couple of weeks. But what I've got a couple of what they call dosimeters here, and they basically measure rads. And the way they measure the radiation exposure is the little chart I have here is short-term effects on humans over less than 1 week. It's cumulative on the radiation. When it does the cell damage. Go ahead.
That's what dosimeters are supposed to do. In fact, when I was in radiography school, we had to wear them to show how much continual radiation we were getting. So I get that.
Well, I got the old kind from civil defense from the Cold War. That, you know, I can reset them. They're mechanical. They're kind of a pain to reset, but I can do it. But I got on this chart. I got 0 to 50 rads, and this would be over less than a week. No visible effects. 50 to 200 rads. Brief periods of nausea on day of exposure. 50% may experience radiation sickness. 5% may require medical attention. Get into the 200 to 450. You know, these people will require medical attention. 50% of them die. You know, 400 to 600 serious radiation sickness. You get over 600 rads, 100% death within 2 weeks. So the thing is, we were talking about, after about, you don't want to get any of the dust on you. If you do have to go outside, you could use garbage bags. You want to wash everything off. You don't want to get any dust in your lungs that could have the alpha or beta particles on there. But yeah, once the gamma fades, it's going to depend on, where the blast was and things of that nature. Shielding. I mean, you can use water for shielding. The higher the specific gravity, the better concrete. Lead, you don't need as thick a shielding. You can dirt. If you have a basement, if you're, against a wall, where the blast won't, line of sight won't hit you.
This sounds like a bomb shelter waiting to happen. I mean, are people out there actually building bomb shelters again? I mean, this is the thing.
Well, you were talking about, possible targets. I was thinking, if they would have maybe dropped one right on top of me, at least I could finally get rid of all this clutter. And, getting rid of the IRS at the same time, that's one way to get rid of them. And, maybe it's not all bad. But
so like the people I was talking to this morning, you're in favor of Vladimir nuking D.C. Okay, that's good. I was at least waiting for one city that Vladimir could nuke. All right. Thank you for your call, Tom. Mark in Iowa, you're on the phone. Do you have a favorite city you'd like Vladimir to nuke?
No, but I got this one. Okay. I think I saw a booty cat.
There you go.
Yeah, there we go. But, no, I was wanting to ask you, have you ever heard of the School of the Prophets? It's like an ancient order goes back to Enoch.
Yes, as a matter of fact, I have heard of that.
Okay. Well, in the book of Ezra, I want to recommend everybody to read 2nd Ezra, which is actually the word Ezra, and read 2nd Ezra chapter 15, because in this chapter, it's talking about China, but in this chapter, it actually talks about a star that comes to the earth, which is actually a comet, and it's a horrible star. It says fire and hail and flying swords and many waters that are all fields may be full and all rivers with abundance of great waters. So in the flood of China, the flood actually did not happen over the whole world. It actually happened in China. And if you go to the Mekong Delta in Vietnam, which is nine rivers that run up into China, this is all factual research, archaeological research, but you can go into the what they call the Turin Basin and the Tuolkang Mekong, and actually this happened, the great flood Noah happened in Bashan Mountain Range at the Gobi Desert, which is a gigantic dunes to this very day. But the ancient temples in China before the Communist Revolution had all a great deal of information about the flood, which the Communists have erased. But the you read this, and it's talking about China, because they were involved with this Nephilim technology way back then, and that's why with Noah they had the flood. God had the flood to wipe them out and to bring judgment upon them. And now they're doing it all over again, as we know, with all this stuff. But if you read Ezra, it says, "And thou, Asia, thou art a partaker of the hope of Babylon, which is Moscow, modern-day Babylon the Great, and art the glory of thy person." It says, "Woe be unto thee, thou wretch, because thou hast made thyself like unto her." But another scripture here, on the same chapter 15, it says, "And the glory of thy power shall be dried up as a flower when thou, when the heat shall arise over thee." And the word in Hebrew, ancient Hebrew, that's why I asked you about the School of the Prophets, because you go back to Ogham, which is in Ireland, which is ancient Hebrew, and Qumri, ancient Hebrew, and it's not lost, it's still around. And you look at the language and the heat, the word heat in Hebrew, ancient Hebrew, is uranium. So it's actually talking about hydrogen bombs being detonated over Russia and China.
Wow, amazing how that works. All right. So, there's some food for thought, folks. Mark in Iowa, thanks so much for your call. We appreciate that. The Miranda decision. Do you remember Miranda? That was Miranda versus Arizona. You have the right to remain silent. You have the right to an attorney. Remember that, Miranda, right? Your rights. Well, they in the Supreme Court, the nation's highest court, has revisited its 56-year-old precedent. April 20th hearing, justices and attorneys sparred over the extent to which landmark decision protects criminal defendants and provides a basis for post-trial litigation by acquitted defendants. This specific issue in Vega versus Tico, the court filed an appeal from the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit, which is constantly getting reversed. When an arresting officer fails to provide a criminal defendant with the warnings required by the Miranda law, enforcement officer Carlos Vega arrested Terrence Tico in 2014 on suspicion he had sexually assaulted a patient at a Los Angeles medical facility where he worked. A criminal court jury acquitted Tico. Tico sued Vega, the cop, noting that in the lawsuit, the trial court held that Miranda-related violations aren't enough on their own to justify lawsuits against arresting officers. The often reversed Ninth Circuit overturned the trial court. Vega filed an appeal with the Supreme Court. They revisited it. And, of course, you know, everything is what it is. They are waiting for what's going on, you know, waiting for the court to decide whether or not the law enforcement officer failed to provide the warning to him before he offered what later he characterized as a false confession. We'll see how that comes out. The legal filings, speaking of legal, by the Clinton campaign associates in Durham's prosecution of Michael Sussman are just crazy, crazy. And Mark Elias, of course, is involved in it. Contractors Fusion GPS, the Clinton campaign itself, the Democratic National Committee. The trigger for the flurry of filings was a request by Durham to unseal a number of emails involving the party. See, they don't want those things coming to light because it would show clearly what we suspect is that the DNC and Clinton were behind the whole Trump-Russia collusion thing. A mother and father from Hiram, Georgia, believe it or not, this is the unthinkable. You remember what the Bible says about greater were, you know, it would be for thee to have a millstone hung around your neck and be cast into the sea than to offend one of these little ones. This is in, I believe, the book of Mark or Luke. I have to look that up again. It's been a while since I quoted that verse, so forgive me. But a father and mother from Hiram, Georgia, had been charged with murdering their four-week-old infant, who doctors said had a quantity of alcohol in its system that was well over four times the legal limit for an adult. This is multiple felony counts, including possession of a firearm by a convicted felon and parole violation, both were felonies there, too. So apparently, officials at Children's Health Care of Atlanta called deputies to the hospital regarding the unresponsive infant who was taken there. They said the circumstances surrounding the child's condition didn't make sense and sounded as if they needed to be looked into by law enforcement. They, of course, then arrested the child's parents, Sidney Dunn and Maquis Colvin, after Dunn suggested the child must have suffered from alcohol poisoning due to breastfeeding, as she had consumed a significant amount of alcohol the previous day. She indicated the child's father put alcohol in the baby's bottle. Well, there's a great way to permanently shut your kid up. Both of them are being held in the Paulding County, Georgia jail without bond, which they could, of course, according to the sheriff's office, face additional charges. Like I said, the unthinkable. Now they get to face the wrath of God. And vulnerable Senate Democrats are literally continuing to get dragged down as Biden's unpopularity continues. And, I mean, we're talking about Mark Kelly in Arizona, Raphael Warnock in Georgia, Catherine Cortez Masto in Nevada, and Maggie Hassan in New Hampshire. This has been a major factor in the campaign for Republicans looking to unseat them. Politico, of course, chiming in, a loss of just one seat will cost the Democrats their majority, which has caused some members to take steps to distance themselves from the party as Republican challengers and Republicans-aligned groups are using the president's unpopularity to their advantage. And the more he opens his mouth, the worse it gets. Just like what happened when he was doing a little thing here, misspeaking. He was fielding questions from reporters yesterday, giving an answer on a topic unrelated to the question posed, forcing White House staff to again issue a correction on behalf of the president. Following a live address on renewed military aid to Ukraine, a reporter asked Biden whether his administration is considering delaying the end of Title 42, a public health policy that limits immigration and set to end next month. Biden then proceeded to give an answer, conflating the Title 42 issue with that of federal mask requirements on planes. No, he began, what I'm considering is to hear from my first of all, there's going to be an appeal by the DOJ because as a matter of principle, we want to be in a position where if, in fact, it's strongly concluded by scientists that we need Title 42, we'd be able to do that. So now how lame-brained do you have to be to confuse Title 42 with wearing a mask? This man, I mean, D.V. Kidd yesterday was saying that, you know, she's seen what level one, stage one of Alzheimer's look like, and Biden definitely has it. Why is this man still president? Why is our country and our Congress coddling him? Why is this going on? That's what I want to know. They should have invoked the 25th Amendment if they were right-thinking Christian people. But like George Freund earlier said, from the north of the border, where he's out in the boonies, you know, these people are evil. The whole lot of them. That's what I said. Washington needs an enema. And Noah's not there to build them an ark. So, I mean, literally, Vladimir, you heard right. And, I mean, nobody, it doesn't take an Einstein to figure out where the political and financial sectors of this country are headquartered. A case, this precedent setting, potentially. There is a disqualification hearing underway today in an Atlanta courtroom to determine if Republican Rep. Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia is constitutionally barred from running for re-election because of her role in the January 6th insurrection. Here again, we have the media calling it what it's not. Greene's expected to be called as a witness during the marathon hearing, making her the first lawmaker to testify under oath about their involvement in the, quote, insurrection. According to the news story, these people are a little twisted when it comes to media reporting. When they want to blast, the liberal media will do it. The outcome is going to reverberate beyond Georgia because similar challenges are pending against other Republican officials could be lodged against former President Donald Trump if he runs again in 2024. The firebrand GOP lawmakers in the courtroom with one of her close congressional allies, Rep. Matt Gaetz of Florida, who is sitting with her legal team. Green walked into a rousing applause and cheers from the crowd assembled in the courtroom. Of course, a court security official quickly chastised the room and said, "Outbursts are not going to be tolerated." This case resolves around a Civil War-era provision of the 14th Amendment, which says any American official who takes an oath to uphold the Constitution is disqualified from holding any future office if they engage in insurrection or rebellion against the same or given aid or comfort to the enemies thereof. How this applies today is a hotly debated legal question. I frankly do not see, unless Marjorie Taylor Greene was actually there and telling people, like Epps was, Ray Epps, remember him? Screaming at people, and not what about the guy in the megaphone? I didn't see Marjorie Taylor Greene up there. And the evidence that these people have against Marjorie Taylor Greene constitute 50 or so newspaper articles that more than likely are all tainted to the benefit of those bringing the suit. For those of you that are interested in buying Twitter stock, don't. Musk has secured $46.5 billion in funding to buy Twitter and says he's ready to make a tender offer to their shareholders. And, of course, the pressure is mounting on Twitter's board as this tender offer potential is being bandied about. There, of course, look at this poison pill amendment to thwart an unwelcome takeover attempt. Well, here's the thing. If Musk goes in and buys out all the shareholders, you know, everybody wants to know what he's going to do. Musk posted a mysterious message on Twitter that he had a blank space for a word followed by, "Is the night." That's the phrase. The message was thought to be a veiled reference to F. Scott Fitzgerald novel, "Tender is the Night." Tender, get it? Stock, tender. Tesla and SpaceX CEO had earlier posted a tweet that read, "Love me, tender."
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. You know what I mean? I think you do. It was surrounded by musical notes. Oh, you know what I mean? I sure could dig a pepperoni and banana pizza. Oh, yeah, baby.
There you go. Love me tender. Gotta love that. Tender offer. Hello. I love it the way he likes to use these little phrases on Twitter. We're talking the big T's here, folks. And if you want to know why the supply of oil is responding so sluggishly to demand, direct your attention toward Oregon. The state came under fire yesterday for its investments in fossil fuels. A group called Divest Oregon, which describes itself as a statewide grassroots coalition of individuals and organizations representing unions with PERS members, racial and climate justice groups, youth leaders, and faith communities. They issued a report lambasting the state for allegedly holding $5.3 billion of investments in fossil fuel companies. That includes nearly $1 billion in coal company investments. It's not just Oregon, of course. Back in February, New York State Comptroller Thomas DiNapoli said the state's retirement fund would restrict investments in 21 shale oil and gas producing companies. Maryland lawmakers have passed a bill making it much harder for any of its investment advisors to invest in anything deemed to contribute to climate change. You see how sick this is? We have all this material here that we could be living on right now, and these Democrats that have absolutely zero idea about how to replace all these fossil fuels that we can currently rely on and have a successful economy with, they want to look to the future and they'll say, oh, no, well, we'll come up with something. Well, you know what? That's not good enough. We talked about Disney earlier in the news. They have suspended a movie shoot. This is right. Searchlight Pictures. Did you know they were owned by Disney? They suspended production of the Aziz Ansari-directed movie, Being Mortal. Reportedly, over a complaint, I'm glad I was sitting down when I read it, against star Bill Murray for what's being described as inappropriate behavior. And of course, an investigation is currently underway, with production currently on hold after about a month of shooting. According to a report from Deadline, the complaint was filed last week with production halting on Monday. Cast and crew were told about the production being suspended late Wednesday in a letter from the studio. It remains unclear who filed the complaint against Murray and what specific accusations the 71-year-old actor faces. Ansari, who co-stars in the movie, isn't part of that complaint, nor is co-star Seth Rogen, according to Deadline. Well, you know, Bill Murray he's like the director or the guy in charge of fun at the Charleston River Dogs ballpark. He owns like 5% of that minor league. Wow. I think it's token, but you know, the fact is Mike Vec and everybody else that was managing that team, that's not anything against the Charleston River Dogs. Trust me, they are a great team and I like Mike Vec immensely. I know him personally from my days touring on the road. And he manages the River Dogs at Last Check. And Warner Brothers, of course, if you're talking about the movie industry, they're going to shut down CNN Plus. Remember this? Here they launched this through Discovery, and CNN Plus, 23 days in, they're going to shut it down. Why? Because CNN was told, you have less than 10,000 people watching your views daily. It's not worth keeping it on. I wonder what their regular news ratings are like. And Netflix, if you have stock in Netflix, I'm not sure you want to leave it there. Maybe you were smart enough and you picked up on what was going on, because the Netflix stock sharp drop led to a wave of downgrades from Wall Street on fears over the company's long-term growth potential, resulting in a loss of more than $50 billion of its market cap. Here again, if you were reading the 8Ks and the 10Ks, you would know this already, and you'd bail. Netflix, I think, you know, they were very popular during the COVID lockdowns because, you know, what are people going to watch? You know, more brainwashed programming? You can only take so much of CNN and MSNBC. And then, of course, you have all the riots going on that CNN reporters were out there doing play-by-play on. Amazing how that works. A new transistor could cut 5% of the world's digital energy use while upgrading memory capacity. And it's inside nearly every piece of electronic equipment. There's a transistor, a simple component that receives a current and sends it in one or more other directions. That's what these things do. So this new mousetrap is out, and they're looking into it. Physicist Peter Dobin, Charles Bessie Professor of Physics and Astronomy at Nebraska University, created a new design. You got to put your thinking cap on. We're including that story in our email blast for you. Scientists are also using sound to destroy half of liver tumors and boosting immune systems. Another good health story. And ICE, of course, is sued for immigrant tracking app that has the capability of surveilling not only the subject, but also bystanders. Ooh, talk about a Fourth Amendment violation. You know, just like smart meters, right? You know, if you haven't capped your smart meter, now would be a good time to, I went on eBay and I bought my smart meter cap and it basically stops all the EMF from escaping. Past that, not sure. But this is what's going on. We've also got some health news on here as well about Arizona. Their top water official is saying people in that state are going to have to live with less water. Talking about Lake Powell, Arizona. Crazy, isn't it? And why has early puberty skyrocketed during the pandemic? All because of the lockdowns. You read about that on our email blast. And, of course, we have that article I spoke about in the first part of the hour about what coffee does to your system and making a lot of people go poop. That's why I said send a message to D.C. via your daily constitutional. Flush twice. It's a long way to Washington. And, of course, people may be unknowingly eating prion-diseased meat, in other words, mad cow disease. Well, studies are now showing that it's likely that if you eat this prion-like protein, you're likely to be affected more so with Alzheimer's than if you didn't. And, of course, the company that came out with this GMO mosquito project is calling it a success despite the results not being independently confirmed or peer-reviewed. Of course, this is Bill Gates-funded biotech, you know. We're going to be back on the other side of the break with Alan Davey. He is a minister from Canada. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Thanks for joining us in hour number one. Stay tuned. We got more exciting stuff happening in hour number two. Stay with us.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.